Hello and welcome back to part three of Tame Your Money Monsters, three fast, easy ways to come into right relationship with money now. I'm Kit Fury, your leader and wise guide for this concluding segment of the guided self-study program. Know that as I lay out where we're headed, I'm already working at the higher levels of consciousness, and your I Am presence and subconscious have already begun to work as well. It takes me far longer to explain what's happening than it does for us to actually get results. That's quantum consciousness at its very best. And as an aside, this program was recorded in the penumbra of the supermoon of 2012. How does it get any better than this? Now, I'm going to do a quick recap for the benefit of gathering up even deeper layers of patterns that we have addressed so far. We'll be directing all of your levels of consciousness, known and unknown, across all time, space, dimensions, worlds, and realities, to place into your sphere all limiting patterns that are in any way associated with everything that we have addressed so far in the program and will yet address, everything that is out of alignment with the highest vibrational frequency that it serves you to maintain on all levels now. And I offer you the suggestion that it may be of service to you to release now all patterns and frequencies that resonate at less than 425 hertz. That's the frequency of the zero-point field of phi, PHI, of neutrality, of the still point. And I'll be sharing more about that in a few minutes. So here's where you've been on this journey so far. In part one, you looked at the timeline of your life, the present moment, the you of 5 years ago, and you noticed the patterns that created your then current experience. Then you glimpsed into your future 5 years. You looked at how those patterns would play out, absent change. You created your ideal, compelling future self, and then you stepped onto your timeline to become your future self, looking through the eyes of your compelling future self, and you identified patterns that it would serve you to transform and transmute. Now, if more limiting patterns have emerged into your conscious awareness since you began this program, simply place those patterns in your sphere for transforming and transmuting. The sphere is a tool for you to use the rest of your life if you choose. Now, in part two, we went after specific beliefs that interfere with the full expression and enjoyment of the three broad categories of human desires. And for that, you used your all clear cue. You did a pre and post calibration. So you now have a read on where you are regarding your ideal relationship with money. Because your subconscious is literal, research shows that it's important to be as specific and detailed as possible in order to get your subconscious to light up patterns for clearing. So for part two, we took a fine-toothed comb approach, and we addressed some specific belief statements. And I also invited you to take your clearings to an even deeper level by going back and revisiting anything that you noticed that flared up as we went through that segment of the program. And now for part three, this final stage of your journey, we'll focus on the really big picture. We'll be engaging your I Am presence, that part of you that lives in universal consciousness. That part of you that knows everything and is your spark of all that is. Now remember my earlier invitation to you to substitute whatever words or concepts are comfortable for you. It would be unfortunate to allow words to get in the way of the intent of our hearts. And our intent is for you to step into your highest potential possible right now. It might be nice in this moment to assure your little human mind that it doesn't have a role to play during this part of the program except to follow my instructions. Your head doesn't have any problems to solve or to figure out. And remind it that you are safe and that your human mind can ease into the background of your experience now as you trust your knowing. Simply allow the wisdom of your heart to come to the forefront of your experience. Allow yourself to access your divine consciousness. And sometimes to make the shift from head to heart, it helps to go ahead and put your hand on your heart now and imagine breathing in and out through your heart. Now, all the work in this segment of the program will be handled by your other than conscious mind. If your conscious mind feels confused or annoyed or a bit rebellious, that is absolutely okay. Just go ahead and use your all clear cue for any and all other than optimum experiences. For this segment of the program, we are going to be working at a level that is in fact beyond the capacity of your conscious mind. I will be couching what we're doing in terms of metaphors so that your conscious mind can get the gist of what we're doing. But stay with me, even if your conscious mind is telling you that it doesn't get this or that it doesn't want to continue. Those parts of you are doing the best they can to keep you safe. But I give you my assurances, you are safe, and your higher consciousness knows that you are safe now. It's your I Am presence that will be leading your subconscious in this dance. And if your conscious mind can just gently and comfortably relax, it will serve you at the highest levels. Just allow your conscious mind to sit this dance out. But don't be surprised if it wants to squawk. Just simply use your all-clear cue. Now, in this segment of the program, we're going to gather up patterns from your divine network. All those blessed beings with whom you've connected directly or indirectly. And we do that in order to expand the range of possible patterns and depth for your clearings. Think of this as divine synergy, where you will be receiving a gift that is even more profound than you could have created for yourself. And then as a practitioner and instructor of Serenity Vibration Healing, from my I Am presence, I will be offering a copy of our work back to each blessed being in your divine network as a gift. They will be free, of course, to choose to accept it at the level of their I Am presence or not. Not for a moment do anything other than offer a gift and allow each of them the choice to accept or not. Now, I will say that when I awakened to this idea last summer, my inner world became much quieter. It was like my divine network was summoning me energetically and asking me to share what I'd been up to, what I'd been doing in terms of doing my own inner work and sharing the benefits of the work that I was doing with other people. And I am happy to do that. So consider this a way of offering a gift back to all those with whom you've crossed paths directly or indirectly. Because I love the map of consciousness developed by Dr. David Hawkins, we will be using his map of consciousness as a list for identifying unresourceful emotions to clear. We'll be replacing those negative emotions or limiting emotions, those lower frequency emotions, with expansive states of being like love, peace, joy. We're going to be mopping up emotions like shame, guilt, grief, anger. And if you think of an emotion that I don't specifically mention, by all means, add it to the dot in the center of your sphere, and we'll get it handled. Now, I'm a cut-to-the-chase kind of gal, so my emphasis is on leveraging time and effort, maximizing results and reducing processes to their simplest forms. The way that I offer my gifts to the world is in a constant state of evolution and polishing, and I'm very grateful to stand on the shoulders of remarkable people to whom I'd like to offer a brief tribute. Jill Marie, Patricia Cota Robles, Dr. Bradley Nelson, Dr. Dane Heer, Greg Braden, Kenji Kumara, Crystal Hughes, Christy Marie Sheldon, to name a few of those whose recent work has inspired me in my efforts to maximize and simplify. Now, first up, we're going to do a quick grounding and centering, just in case you didn't have a chance to meditate before beginning this session. We're going to ground and center in order to maximize our benefits, and I am a real stickler for putting a buffer in place to deflect chaotic energy. There will come a moment when each of us is so energetically clear that everything unsavory will simply pass through our energy field without having any Velcro to stick to. Because I'm not 100% certain that this moment is that moment, we are going to energetically get dressed for this occasion instead of going out au naturel. You know, as an aside, one of my mentors cites a study done in a school which shows that 5 minutes of relaxation at the beginning of a learning period increases retention by 25%. And while we're not focused on knowledge retention here, we are going to ground and center in order to increase our energetic frequency, because that will maximize the depth and speed at which we can achieve results. So go ahead and settle in now comfortably. Imagine that you are settling from your head down into your heart. You might even imagine that you're breathing through your heart, and also through a golden feather resting gently at your tailbone. Just breathing in and breathing out. And now from your hips, imagine that you are within a tube of light slightly wider than your hips, extending down at least 12 inches under your feet, locking on to a golden grounding disc. And the tube of light extends beyond the disc all the way down, down, down into the center of the earth, to the green grid of Gaia, the spirit of the planet. And the tube of light extends through the heart of the earth all the way out the other side, connecting into the divine feminine, that nurturing, grounding, healing feminine side of all that is. And just allow that nurturing, grounding, healing energy to come back up the tube of light as the tube of light extends from your hips all the way up to the level of your heart, wider than your shoulders, extending up above the top of your head, all the way up into the light, into the dynamic side of source energy. And allow that energy also to come back down the tube to your heart, so that in your heart now, the divine feminine and the divine masculine mix and blend in a perfect proportion at the highest vibration comfortable to your physical body now. We are also calling in archangels in each of the four directions, calling in archangels Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael to wrap us in their mighty wings, aligned with the light above and below, for the duration of our time together. We're also calling upon Source, Prime Creator, to be present, to guide us. And in a moment, we will be requesting a download of divine, perfected blueprints from Source. So just allowing yourself to take another deep breath. Continuing on with our program now. You might think of this segment of the program as asking your I Am Presence to pull out the quantum vacuum and to replace your energetic dust bunnies. That is, those limiting patterns of every sort with perfected divine blueprints. What we're going to do is we're going to get the divine blueprints Utilize those as our standard against which to direct your I Am presence to clear out anything out of alignment with that standard. You know, I consciously choose perfected divine blueprints as the standard because we want to go beyond the capacity of the subconscious. Because at its best, the subconscious really is limited to the programs that are currently in place. So we want to get the blueprints from Source that are aligned with your divine ideal blueprint. And we're calling upon your I Am presence to do that. And again, just allow your conscious mind to relax, knowing that it has nothing to do. So here we go. Focus on your sphere in your mind's eye. Imagine that it's floating in front of you. That dot in the middle represents everything that you've consciously chosen to transmute, anything that you become aware of that you wish to shift. This goes into that dot in the center. The remainder of the sphere is being filled by your other than conscious mind on all levels, known and unknown, across all time, space, dimensions, worlds, and realities. Your sphere is being filled by all the limitations and energies lower than a frequency of 432 hertz. Again, the frequency of phi, the zero-point harmonics. Filling it with patterns associated in any way with what we consciously address. And before we conclude our session, we will be filling you up with resources at 528 hertz, the frequency of unconditional love. How does it get any better than this? I'll be directing my I Am presence to offer a comprehensive selection of energetic shields, clearings, physical support processes, and enlightenment processes from Serenity Vibration Healing. Rather than a sphere, I'll be using the metaphor of a screen to gather everything that I'm offering. So I'll be loading a screen for you, and then you will have your I Am presence view it at the end of this session. You will also be placing your sphere onto the screen. So, in a quantum sense, we are now ready to rock and roll. Your job is to add anything you become aware of that's limiting into the dot of your sphere. By that I mean memories that surface, emotions you'd like to release from cellular memory, relationship patterns around money that have been problematic. So, for example, money was used as a power tool in my family of origin, so that is a really hot topic for me to clear issues around. And as you think of problems and issues while I'm talking, just intend to add it to your sphere as we go along. And so it is. For our clearings, let's intend that your I Am presence will scan all of your levels of consciousness. And as it relates to your physical body, our point of beginning will be your conception, and the end point will be the moment you transcend this lifetime. Let's leave no stone unturned in any nanosecond of your physical existence. Now, when we did our brief grounding and centering exercise, we invoked the divine. That is an essential first step if you employ this technique on your own. I mean, after all, who wants to be downloading Pulp Fiction? You know, I have been stating that the other than conscious mind processes information at the rate of 40 billion bits of data per second. I watched the movie What the Bleep for another time last night after a lapse of several years, and one of the experts in that movie indicated that the other than conscious mind processes information at the rate of 400 billion bits of data per second. So, even faster than I said. Now, I'm going to be moving forward at a rather brisk clip, and even if I talk really, really fast, I won't be hitting 400 billion bits of data per second. So just let your conscious mind relax. You're getting everything, and you're getting way more than your conscious mind will ever know. So let's get our resources in place. Again, breathing through your heart and just knowing that it is so. We ask to download now from the causal body of Source, perfected divine blueprints, for the patterns and frequencies of spiritual mastery, for bliss, peace, joy, gratitude, harmony, love, significance and self-worth, for knowing that you are worthy of love and that you are lovable, divine ideal connection and sense of belonging, and all the wonderful and expansive states of being that come from trusting deeply, from feeling safe, being connected to and guided by your deep knowing and wise surrender. As an aside, this is anything but giving up. This is actually what I call ultimate control, as it's an effect of trusting your knowing to guide each and every next step. Download now from the causal body of Source patterns of perfection for ease and flow of money, abundance, prosperity, for an easy, healthy relationship with money, allowing, attracting, receiving, and manifesting in this physical reality, money beyond your wildest dreams. And now let's begin our list of patterns that, by contrast, we want to delete. We're going to be going after negative emotions around money. So whether you've experienced the frequency of the emotion because of a point of view that you have, or because if it's a belief that you inherited from your biological ancestors, or you've assumed in significant relationships, or through a resonance with your soul lineage aspects, whatever the root cause of the energetic resonance in your experience, we are going to delete, destroy, uncreate, transform, transmute across all time, space, worlds, dimensions, and realities, shame in all its many masks, shame associated with beliefs about who you are, shame around money, ashamed about money, feelings of being driven by greed or lust for money, embarrassment about anything and everything you've ever done. When were all the times you felt embarrassed or humiliated about money? Clearing guilt. And again, if you have thoughts or memories surface, place them in your sphere. And I'm going to proceed now with my clearing checklist. Apathy. Just not wanting anything to do with money. Grief. Fear. Fear of losing money. Fear of money. Fear that money is bad, not having enough money, being unable to attract money to you, and any other frequency of fear. Clearing the energy of wanting and needing, those egoic emotions, which are in contrast to a heartfelt, inspired desire that feels wonderful. Clearing anger at yourself, others, money, circumstances, situations. Clearing all the frequency of anger and fear from every cell and between your cells and between the atoms, particles, and waves, all the way to the level of pure awareness. Clearing feelings of being helpless, powerless, hopeless, overwhelmed, confused, feeling like situations and circumstances are too hard to deal with, that they're too much for you. Feelings of loneliness and isolation, or that no one cares. All feelings of unforgiveness and grudges toward money or others. And now we're going to gather up possibilities for an even deeper clearing from the beings in your divine network. So through the eye of your heart, hold your sphere in your hands and turn and step with me now through a doorway into your sacred room. And in that room are gathered the I Am presence of every being with whom you've made a connection directly or indirectly. Hold your sphere out to them and invite them to place into the sphere from every level of their consciousness, known and unknown, all patterns and frequencies out of alignment with the perfected divine blueprints, and just know that it is so. I'll wait a second or two, but it's already happened, of course. Your sphere has the capacity to hold everything. You know, one client I worked with mentioned that her sphere was like a black hole, that lots of energy was being compressed into a very, very small space. So knowing that this will continue until completion, bow, thank the beings in your divine network, and turn and step back with me now through the doorway, bringing with you the sphere. And as we come to a conclusion to this part of our journey, imagine now a screen floating in front of you. It could be a movie screen, a computer screen. And know that on that screen has been loaded every tool I have available to me in the SVH modality or any other modality, and that anything offered has been calibrated for you by your I Am presence. Go ahead and reach up now and place your sphere onto the screen also. We'll be clearing every frequency from cellular memory that resonates at less than 425 hertz, the frequency of the zero-point field, the still point. And know that if I've offered any process or protocol that's out of alignment with your divine ideal, your I Am presence has either deleted or edited what's been offered to make it perfect for you. Now ask Source, if it's in divine alignment, for Source to implement everything on the screen for you in divine timing. You know, you may or may not see any symbols or representation on the screen. I've looked at hundreds of screens and I've only seen golden writing maybe 5 times. So just know that the information is there, that from I Am Presence to I Am Presence, the information is known. We are connecting in the unified field. And ask Source now, if it's in divine alignment, for Source to implement everything on the screen for you. And when you sense that it is, which you will, because Source will only do that which supports you, then go ahead and think or say yes in order to receive the gifts. And that instant when you think or say yes, Source will implement everything in divine timing. And I'm going to pause for a moment as you do that. And in the meantime, I'm going to be offering a copy of everything back to all the beings in your divine network. Okay, and if you need to pause, if you need more time, just go ahead and pause. But continuing on, as to complete your experience now, intend to draw into your body from above your head the light of a golden sun that is your essence, your soul, bringing that beautiful honey gold light down in through the top of your head. It resonates at 528 hertz and above, the frequency of unconditional love, and intend that your essence now fill in all the places and spaces available at any level because of the release that you just experienced. And invite any and all parts of your psyche that are younger than your current age, that have been associated in any way with what we have cleared in all the parts of this program, to come forward in time now so that they can integrate and have full and complete access to all of your current wisdom, skill, and capabilities, all that you know how to have, do, and be, and especially money in amounts that are beyond your wildest dreams. Imagine bringing the energy of these parts in through your heart and allowing the essence of these newly grown-up parts to flow down to the tips of your toes, rise to the top of your head, flowing across your shoulders down to the tips of your fingers, anchoring in safely, securely, and permanently into every cell of your body and facet of your being. Now go ahead and take a deep breath and let's do our final calibration. Simply ask, regarding my relationship with money and all of the problems or issues with money that I've ever had, where am I now? 0 to 12, 12 being my divine ideal. I think you'd be surprised and delighted to compare this calibration with the calibration you did at the beginning of the program. And as a PS, your Be Set Free Fast cue can be any word that you want. And by choosing All Clear, you now also have a cue that directs your I Am presence to select from a menu of over 100 SVH clearing processes and protocols. Choosing from that menu of options in any moment that you notice something other than optimum, intend to dissolve the root causes of that pattern, and think or say, All Clear. I think you can consider this a divinely alchemical blending of two of my favorite transformational modalities. Know that I am grateful for your presence in my life, grateful that our paths have crossed, and if I can support you as you go further on your path, please do be in touch. I offer a variety of programs, including working one-on-one with individuals. I can be reached through my website at www.wholemindmastery.com. And I'm going to include 10 minutes of beautiful music for an additional period of reflection. And as you listen to any or all of the music, allow yourself to be in your experience. Record what you're noticing in your journal if you wish. And in perfect time, bring yourself back to alert attention, ready to go forward with your next step. And just ask yourself, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? What grand and glorious money adventures await me? Ask, how can I praise love even more deeply for this moment in all its perfection? And until our paths cross again, journey well. Thank you.